You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the presence of God. Welcome to the throne of grace. Amen. The Bible says for us to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain a mercy. Amen. In the grace to help in the time of need. And so we are coming boldly on this day. I believe that God wants us to ask him not according to human limitations or human powers or human understanding, earthly understanding. God wants us to ask him according to God's ability and according to God's power and according to God's truth. Amen. Amen, someone. See, we ask as if sometimes, okay, I'm not assuming for everyone, but we have a tendency to ask from a place of things being impossible. And we have a tendency to ask according to things being too hard. But God wants us to ask boldly and ask according to all things possible and ask according to the truth that nothing is too hard for God. And so even in this moment, as we respectfully and reverently and fearfully approach the throne and enter into his presence. Lord God, as we come to you, I thank you that you are even beginning to renew our minds and cause scales to fall off of our eyes and our ears and soften our hearts that we will begin to ask and understand asking that is heaven bound and not earthly bound. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We're asking according to heaven and not according to earth. Amen. We're seeking according to heaven and not according to earth. God, this earth is his footstool. This earth is his footstool. The heavens, his throne. So if that is, this is the starting place of your feet, and we look at it as a ceiling and as vast, it requires us to do what we're even doing now, presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto him. This is how transformation happens. This is how perspective comes. And some of it, I hear the Holy Spirit, it's just a simple shift in our perspective. The blessing, the miracle comes with a shift in our perspective. Life comes in the shift of our perspective. So may our perspective be shifted on this day. Hallelujah. I actually want to read an account in Acts, the Holy Spirit is leading me this way, amen. As we are in the place of prayer right now, our hearts are being marinated in this place of prayer even right now. I submit to you that God knows what you need. I also submit to you that God is providing according to his riches in glory. As you give, and as we give of ourselves to him, he gives his self to us in the fullness thereof. Hold on a second. I know we're going to get to the perspective change, but he gives himself to us. And who is God? He is creator. He is owner of this, of heaven and earth and everything under. He is top authority. He is healer. He is Jehovah Rapha, healer. He is Jehovah Jireh, provider. He's provider. That means he has an unlimited resources. He is Jehovah Ra'ah, our shepherd, which means he knows the way, which means he knows which way to turn and when to turn and when to stop and when to go. He's giving that to all of that that is abounding, endless, cannot be numbered, it cannot be measured. As we give ourselves to him in that which we can't even number, in that which we can't even contain, in that which we can't even hold. So I think, we winning over winning over winning. As God has us to give, it's a win. It's a win. Let us be more free to give. Thank you, Father. Thank you. As we come, as we are in your presence, someone says it's of the Lord right now, as we are in your presence. Thank you for a repentant spirit. We repent of our sins. We correct ourselves as we are in your presence, O God. We get into a posture of respect and awe, O God. Hallelujah. Listen, as I'm turning, because remember, we're going to perspective change, right? And so as I'm turning through the book of Acts, and as the Holy Spirit is speaking, repent. And just as quickly as we repent, we are forgiven. And I thank you for the mercy and the understanding and the freedom in being forgiven. My finger is perfectly placed on the scripture. And as I look, because I'm not at the passage that I wanted to read regarding perspective change, but as I look to see where I am and where I need to go, my finger is perfectly positioned at Acts chapter 3, verse 19, where it says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Who, if this is not the Holy Spirit? This is not a coincidence that as I'm looking, my eyes are elsewhere, but my finger just so happened to be placed perfectly at verse 19. As the Holy Spirit is letting us know we are in the presence of the Lord, as the Holy Spirit is instructing us, unctioning us according to spirit and truth, in spirit and truth, to in this moment repent, humble ourselves. The word of life, the scripture is speaking the same thing. My God is with us. He is in the midst. He is in your home. He is in your vehicle. He is where in the park walking with you. Come on, somebody. Wherever you are listening to this, he is right there with you. He is with you always. He is with us always. It takes for us to get sensitive, to become more sensitive, to shut up, to slow down, to release all of our desires and the thoughts that come with that, and we start hoarding it and obsessing it. It takes for us to get still. It takes for us to turn away from the world and turn away from the ways of the world and turn away from self and turn away from even people and things, to turn toward God. That when we're turning away from these things, these earthly things, earthly matters, it's an earthly matter, we're turning to God, whose earth, whose footstool is this earth. Or we can turn away from God and turn to things and turn to people and turn to substances and turn to ways and turn to advice and turn to the quote unquote expert. I'm sorry on this day, and I'm not sorry, but on this day, and in this life, and in this season, and in this month, and in this year, and every year after this, turn it to God. 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 Turn it to God and away from me. Turn it to God and away from my own understanding. Turn it to God. So I thank you, oh God, that you receive our place of repentance. I thank you, oh God, that you are converting us. Will you stand to be converted? That our sins are blotted out in the times of refreshing. We thank you for a refreshing that you're doing even right now in our hearts, our souls, our minds, Lord God, our spirit, hallelujah. As we come into the presence of the Lord, I thank you for the refreshing that is happening, the mental refreshing, the spiritual refreshing, the emotional refreshing, the relational refreshing, the financial refreshing, the occupational refreshing, a professional refreshing, a personal refreshing, an intimate refreshing, a social refreshing, a national refreshing, a governmental refreshing, a political refreshing, an international refreshing. Somebody say, a me refreshing, that I'm converted from me to we. To loving my neighbor as thyself. I'll submit to you. You know how you start learning to love you better? By loving someone else. That's yourself. That other person is yourself. You learn how to be patient with yourself by being patient with someone else, with others. It becomes easier for us to encourage ourselves when our focus is encouraging others, because those others is ourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. So when I love my neighbor, I'm loving myself. Thank you for the refreshing. A refreshing that we are loving God, the first commandment, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is what we're being converted to. Remember, we go into the perspective change too. God gonna get us with the perspective change. Amen, hallelujah, someone. Amen, hallelujah. So God, we thank you today for the refreshing that as we are running into your presence, as we are crawling into your presence, as we are desperate to get in your presence, to hear from you, oh God, I thank you that you're saying you are refreshing us. I'm refreshing. I even just saw like a start over. I'm resetting the clock. I'm starting it over. Whatever that means. Hallelujah. I'm refreshing. I'm refreshing. Someone join in agreement with God that he is refreshing. He is refreshing. He is sending a fresh wind, a fresh wave. A fresh He's refreshing. He's making that which is stale fresh. He's making that which is dried out. I think about like bread or something. It can dry out and then it just crumbles. But when it's fresh, it's soft and supple. Come on, he's making our hearts fresh from being dehydrated by life and trauma and pain and injury. Come on, hallelujah. And betrayal and abandonment and rejection and insecurity. He's making our hearts fresh. He's making our mind fresh from negativity, from dark thoughts. He's making our mind fresh from past and even traditions of being hurt from the traditions. He's making our mind fresh, ripe, supple. Ooh, I hear the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Father God. Please say thank you for your presence. He's making our relationships fresh. Come on, somebody. Ripe and supple. I hear someone saying that, well, I don't really have too many relationships, or he removed the relationships. Well, that means he's sending in new. He's ripe with love. Ripe, a harvest of good fruit. Come on, somebody. God is removing you. Those of us who have been placed around people that tick, 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 and drain, 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 and it's me, 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 and they always want to talk about me, amen, they always want to talk about them, but God is bringing a fresh relationship where it's dual, and it's reciprocity, come on somebody, and it's times where they invite us to just talk and so that they can listen, and then it's vice versa, the ripeness of, hallelujah, showing love. God will be showing us love through the moving in them. A refreshing, fresh relationships, fresh ideas, fresh creativity. Come on, somebody. We are living in a land where the creativity is recycled. It's been placed on repeat. A remake of fresh creativity, fresh inventions, fresh innovations, blazing trails, fresh, a fresh, a new way of doing. God is refreshing. I thank you for the word. God is refreshing, refreshing our perspective, refreshing our understanding, refreshing. Ah, hallelujah, Reba Shando. Refreshing our health, amen, someone, hallelujah, fresh health, ripe health, good health. I thank you, oh God, for good health. I thank you, oh God, for healing in our the bodies of those that are afflicted of any kind, heart issues, stomach issues, head issues, eye issues, ear issues, throat issues, sinus issues, lung issues, blood issues. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, organ issues, limb issues, toe issues, rebasha, skin issues, hair issues. Oh, refreshing. Hallelujah. Refreshing. Someone say refreshing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the refreshing. Thank you, oh God, for the refreshing. I'm going to read, as we are in the place of refreshing, being hydrated by God Almighty. Amen. Someone, I just saw like a vessel of water where we are consuming, that's being fed to us, that's being given to us, a refreshing. I just seen it also as, you know, like you can hook up an IV so that it is intravenous, where it's immediately received. I saw like God hooking up, but not necessarily through the veins in the arms, but just different places, like directly in the heart, directly, amen, in our finances, directly in relationships, that's hooking it up, that is being an immediate nutrients being received, heaven being received in those places, those broken places, heaven being received in those dehydrated places, heaven being received in those lacking places, heaven being received in those empty places, heaven being received in the stagnant places, heaven on earth. I declare heaven and earth, heaven and earth. Heaven in earth, heaven in my home, heaven in my life. I want to read, remember perspective change, because we're talking about perspective change according to the Bible, not talking about perspective change according to the world. Amen. I want to look at Stephen in Acts chapter 7. But I'm going to start in verse 51. When Stephen is he's being accused, but for merely preaching the gospel. For merely preaching the gospel. Verse 51, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which sowed before, which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. Verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth. Oh my goodness. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. So those who are accusing him, he is speaking truth to them. Amen. And so they are so mad and disturbed by the truth. Come on, someone. People can't handle the truth. I hear the Lord even saying that they can't handle the light that even you are in the truth that you bring. Amen. And so as we bring the truth and as we walk in the light and as we carry the anointing and share in the anointing, not everyone can handle it. And it's not that they can't handle you or they dislike you. It's the anointing. It's the light. It's the truth. So when they heard, I'm reading 54 again. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly. Remember, perspective change. He looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Now, let's see what, so not only did he look up while in the natural, some unfair things are happening to him. While in the natural, some things are happening to him because he's being faithful to God. How many of us say when we started being faithful or trusting God in the area and then some unlikely things or undesirable things or some storms or troubles or trials rise up that were unexpected and we question God, blame God, get mad at God. Okay, perspective change. That's where we at. We stop running to God. We don't look to God. But Stephen, while they are gnashing him, hold on, let me see if I can find this in another translation. Well, I know I can, but just can you give me a second, amen? Can you give me a second? I pray that you are with me in this. I pray that you devote yourself in this hour, not to me, but to God. And I pray that we have more devotion time, more time of devoting ourselves to God, more time of willing to be convenience and inconvenience, comfortable and uncomfortable for God. Sheesh, that's the least. That's the least. That's the least. Thank you, Lord. Let's see. Verse 54. Okay, this is the NRSV. Let's just see how it reads. Amen. So when they heard these things, they became enraged. So when they heard Stephen speaking truth regarding the gospel, regarding how the people responded, to the gospel. Verse 54, when they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he, Stephen, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Verse 57, but they covered their ears with a loud shout, all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. And while they were stoning Stephen, perspective change. Look at what Stephen did. He prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said that this, he died. Perspective change. He kept his eyes on God. And as he loved God with all of his heart, all of his soul, all of his mind, all of his strength in this very hard, natural, hard place on earth, it was a hard place. A hard place that can make it even difficult to love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. My prayer today is that we are not conditional Christians. We are not circumstantial Christians. We are not situational Christians, situation dictated Christians. That when the situation is good, I'm good. I'm so blessed. Oh my, hallelujah. And when the situation is, it's like, oh, I don't know. Praise the Lord. Yes. Perspective change. That when the circumstance is desirable, and this is what I pray for, oh my gosh, hallelujah, thank you. And then when it's not desirable, and when it's undesirable and unpleasing and a little bit stinky, a lot of it stinky, we get stinky. We get, have an attitude. We get cold. We stop seeking. Someone say perspective change. Perspective change. You see, he saw something in his loving God with all of his heart, all of his soul, all of his mind, all of his strength that they did not see. God was showing him something as a reward, as a letting him know, I'm with you. Bible says that he is a reward of those who diligently seek him. The reward is not always earthly, always material. Let's get off of this material world. I am not a material girl. I am not. I am not. I am not being a material girl. It's not the place to be. Hello? Oh, you can be a material boy. Amen. Hallelujah. Or excuse me. Okay, I don't want to offend anybody. A material man and a material woman. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us be of spiritual things, mindful of spiritual things. Perspective change. Perspective change that I'm praying for. My enemies, that I'm praying for those who talk about me, that I'm being the blessing, I'm being the light. And it's not in a foolish way. It's very much within wisdom and discernment. You can know, the Bible says to be wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. You can know who your enemy is and not let them know that you know. That don't mean bring them super close in. It means keep them where God has placed them. You be like, hey, what's up? Okay, bless you. Keep it moving. Anyways, a refreshing. a refreshing to a perspective change. Give us perspective regarding our ministry. Give us perspective regarding our purpose. Give us perspective regarding our life. Give us perspective regarding the people in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Give us perspective, oh God. On this day, give us perspective. Hallelujah. Give us perspective regarding the promise. Give us perspective regarding ourselves. Help us to stop seeing ourselves out of our own eyes and with your eyes. Give us perspective, oh God. Take us off of this material world, oh God. Hallelujah. Into the heavenly place, the immaterial. Hallelujah. Bible tells us that don't store up your treasures on earth. Come on. Perspective, hallelujah. Reba shata bo suru yo. Reba shata rabasaya. Perspective. Amen. Perspective. Thank you, God, for perspective. Amen. That our treasures are not on earth where the moth and the rust can destroy or where thieves can break in and steal, but our treasures are stored up in heaven. Heavenly treasures. Heavenly treasures. Come on, someone. Heavenly treasures. May we become heavenly treasures, oh God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for that. I just saw like a treasure chest. I thank you, oh God, for the treasures that you are releasing unto us faithfully, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that everyone that is listening, that has come to this place of prayer in you, oh God, I thank you that you are answering us and you are meeting us where we are and you are pulling us further. You're pulling us up higher. Even some of us, you are getting us still. We thank you, oh God, for perspective. I thank you for divine protection. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, on this day for divine intervention. We thank you on this mighty day, oh God, for divine assignments. We thank you for the divine meetings. We thank you, oh God, for divine favor. We thank you, oh God, for divine increase. We thank you, oh God, for the divine positioning and the divine repositioning. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for the divine healing. We thank you, oh God, for divinely making a way. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for the stream. Hallelujah, in the desert places. We thank you, oh God, for the divine activity. We thank you for moving by your outstretched divine hand. We thank you, oh God, that we are consuming that which is divine. Hallelujah, 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 as we stay prostrate, as we stay at the foot of the cross, oh God. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for even showing us, hallelujah, what it is to walk with you, what it is, hallelujah, to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow you. May we receive perspective now in the name of Christ Jesus. And we thank you now for the refreshing. That's the two words of the day, refreshing and perspective. God is refreshing me and God is giving me perspective. Come on, somebody please say that. God is refreshing me and God is giving me perspective. And every time I say refreshing, it's like a resetting. He's resetting it. We thank you, God, for refreshing us, and we thank you for perspective. We thank you for refreshing us, And we thank you for perspective. I pray you're joining me in the saying of this. Amen. In putting this life out in the atmosphere of where you are. We thank you, God, for refreshing us and for perspective. We thank you, God, for refreshing us and perspective. We thank you, oh God, for refreshing us, resetting us, and perspective. We thank you, God, for refreshing us, resetting us, and perspective. We thank you, God, for refreshing us, resetting us, and perspective. We thank you, God, for refreshing us, resetting us, and perspective. We thank you, God, for refreshing us, resetting us, and perspective. We thank you, God, for refreshing us, resetting us, and perspective. We thank you, God, for refreshing us, resetting us, and perspective. We thank you, God, for refreshing us, resetting us, and perspective. We thank you, God, for refreshing us, resetting us, and perspective. We thank you, God, for refreshing us, resetting us, and perspective. May your good and perfect way be in our lives. May the good work that you have begun in us have its way in our lives. May we come into obedience and submission to the good work that you have begun in us. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for the good work that you are setting at our hands and our feet. We thank you, God, for the good work. We thank you, God, for the good news. We thank you, God, for the good reports that are coming to our ears and our eyes, amen, even to our mouths. We thank you for the good times. We thank you, oh God, for the good success. We thank you, oh God, for the good, which is you, God. We thank you for the good. We receive the good. May the good come in and overtake us. Hallelujah. We thank you for the good in Jesus' name. We praise you for the good in Jesus' name. We thank you, O God, that all things are working together for our good. On this day, it is working together for your good. Good is your diagnosis. Good is your prognosis. Good is your status. Good is your identity. Good. We thank you for the goodness of God in the land of the living. And Lord God, we praise you. And Lord God, we exalt you. And Lord God, we bless you. And Lord God, we declare that you are the Alpha and Omega. And Lord God, hallelujah, we stay steadfast in you. And Lord God, we pray to you. And Lord God, we serve you. And Lord God, we worship you. And Lord God, we look to you. And Lord God, we call on you. And Lord God, we cleave to you. And Lord God, we follow you. And Lord God, we listen to you. And Lord God, we trust you. And Lord God, we believe you. And Lord God, we say yes to you. And Lord God, and Lord God, and Lord God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this hour of prayer. Thank you, oh God, for your hand in our business, your hand in our ministry, your hand in our endeavors, your hand in our projects, your hand on over top our hand, your hand on our minds, your hand on our bodies, your hand on our hearts, your hand on our bellies, your hand on our children, your hand on our finances, your hand on our vehicles, your hand on our homes, your hand on the schools, your hand on our family members, your hand, hallelujah, on our parents, your hand on our grandparents, your hand on the businesses, in the stores, that in the banks that we will visit, on the coffee shops that we will visit, your hand on the highways and the byways, keeping us safe. Thank you, oh God, for your hand. Your hand on this nation. Thank you for your hand, your helping hand, stretched out to those who are calling out for help from you, who are needing help. We thank you for your hand, your helping hand, your protecting hand, your dynamic hand, your miraculous hand, your all-powerful hand. We thank you, oh God, Reba Shanda Rabasaya, by your outstretched hand, moving according to your miracles, signs, and wonders. And we declare it so in the name of Jesus, a refreshing perspective, good, all by God's outstretched, powerful, loving hand. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, I pray that you will join me next Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time in this hour of prayer. I pray that you will be obedient as the Holy Spirit moves you, however that is. I pray that you will bring another to the hour of prayer. Amen. Because it's us bringing, coming to Jesus simply. I pray that you will be flexible to the functionings of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Beshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim, Lacha Shalom. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.